You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the Chalene Show. Chalene has helped thousands with her books, seminars, and online academies. She's the author of the New York Times bestselling book Push and a mother of two.
So I'm recording this from my car directly to my iPhone. Because today I want to talk to you about something I do every morning. And I thought, well, I might as well record this right after I finished what I do every morning. So I think morning habits are really important. I didn't really establish them myself, and I didn't have them per se. I mean, there are certain things I did on a pretty regular basis. I didn't understand the importance of doing it every day. And I guess you could say underestimated the power of habit. So I want to share with you three things that you should, number one, start doing every day. They're for you. They're going to make you feel so much better. Your life will feel more in control, and you'll have more productivity, more balance, more happiness. You'll feel that sense of calm. And I think that's really important for so many of us, because things have sometimes feel out of control because there's so many things, so many devices, so many forms of communication, so many people who demand our attention, which makes it even more important for us to establish morning rituals and habits that allow us to feel centered and balanced and put things into perspective. These are things I've learned through the study of not just successful people, but people who I think have smart success. In other words, they really seem calm and balanced. They do what they want, when they want, and they're living a life completely by their design. That's how I define smart success. So to begin with, and I want you to share this with your kids too, you've got to make your bed every day. And you do too, moms and dads, adults, and kids. And it's never too young to start this habit. My friend Monica and Chuck, they have triplets. And they had their triplets start the process of helping to make their beds when they were three. By the time they were four, each one jumped up out of bed and was making their own bed every morning. And to this day, it's something they brag about because they have pride in the fact that their friends don't do this. And they're self-sufficient, they take care of themselves, and they start their day off by doing that. You're not doing yourself any favor by making your kids' bed. Now, I understand that sometimes you make it just because maybe they forgot and the house feels messy, and so you might make it for them. But I would strongly encourage you to give your children this habit, not just because it helps you to keep a clean home, but because of what it does for them. When you make your bed, you start your day with order. It goes all the way back to primitive times. It is the place where we rest. It is a place where we heal, the place where you sleep. It is your habitat. It's your shelter. It's what gives you life. I mean, we can survive a pretty long time without food and water, but we can't survive without sleep, and especially sound sleep. So you're paying respects, if you will, to the place where you do your most important work, which is sleeping. You're starting your day off with order by making your bed. It's funny how everything else kind of feels more in alignment. If you've ever felt like your house was completely a disaster and then you start to have these feelings that seep into all other areas of your life where you almost feel like everything is out of order. And then once you clean your home or you clean your office environment or you're the area that you spend the most time in, you suddenly feel like everything is in order. Our environment, the place where we live, has a lot to do with how we feel about the order of all things. So start your day every day. Take 30 seconds to make your bed. If it's taking you long, then a minute to make your bed every day. You've got too many pillows. Get rid of a few. Make it simple so that bed making is something you do every single morning and you get your children in the habit of that too. Not by forcing them to, but by helping them to understand how much it helps them, how valuable it is, how centered they feel, and what a great habit it is. And most importantly, make sure your kids know to make their beds when they are guests of someone else. Even if that's grandma's house or they're sleeping over at a friend's house, teach your kids that it is irresponsible to wake up and not make the bed, even when they're staying at a friend's house. It's just good manners. It's a great habit. And our kids learn habits from us. And if they don't, well, then, as many of you may know, you have to figure those things out yourself later. So why not give them the advantage of helping them understand how good it feels to make their own bed? And nothing is yummier than getting into a tightly made bed at night. Like, are you with me? Sometimes just crawling into an unmade bed, it's not the same. Sleep should feel delicious. It should feel fresh. It should feel like a treat. So invest in sheets that make you enjoy sleep and then treat your bed with respect and make it every day. Number two is I think you should start every day with movement. I didn't say exercise, but movement. Movement is how we honor God's gift to us that you have your health. And until you have that taken away, you don't even realize what a tremendously valuable gift it is. As I've said before, it's a drug. It makes you happier. It makes you more creative. It makes you more patient. It makes you nicer. It makes you feel better. It clears your mind. Think of all of those traits. Like I always say, if somebody could market a pill that made you feel happier and more energetic and it gave you energy and it made you feel attractive and it helped you think more clearly and it reduced your stress and it also helped to make you thinner or at least maintain a healthy body weight. If there was a drug that you could take that allowed you to live longer and to look younger and to be more attractive to other people, wouldn't you take that drug? Wouldn't you pay anything for that drug? It would be the most popular, the number one outselling drug of all time. The funny thing is, it's free. It's called exercise. That's why I want you to move every day. But you don't even have to exercise. You can dance. You can do yoga. You can stretch. You can go up and down your stairs 10 times. Whatever it is, every single morning, I think you should start your day with movement. And I know we wake up tired and groggy and like, oh, I need my morning coffee. I need to sit around for a couple of hours and then I'll work out mid-morning. That's fine. If you want to kill it mid-morning or even later in the afternoon, that's when your personal biological rhythms allow you to just go hard. Fine. That's totally cool. But get in the habit of every morning moving, even if it's stretching. My grandma this week turned 90 years old. She is the bomb bae. She's super lean and she's strong and you would never guess she was 90 and she's as sharp as a tack. She knows what's going on and bless her little heart. She says, every morning I wake up and I do my exercises. And I said, Grandma, tell me about your exercises. She said, oh, I lay in my bed. I do, before I even put my feet on the ground, I do my little bicycle kicks and I do my little leg flutters and I circle my arms around. And she's describing all of these exercises, which to me, frankly, sound very much like Pilates. So Grandma Jean is doing in her bed, doing Pilates before she puts her feet on the ground. You can start with that. I don't care who you are and at what level of fitness you're at. Start your day with movement. And my number three tip for you to really make your morning habits, your rituals, something that take you to a new level of feeling balanced, of feeling in harmony and really able to attack the day. My number three tip for you is to do what I just did, and that is plan your day. Now, I don't plan every minute of my day, but I spend 15 minutes at least in quiet solitude. That's why I'm in my car right now. I haven't walked inside the house because there are dogs, there are underage humans, also known as children, my husband, TV, there's just noise. And you can hear it. Ready? Listen. Did you hear that? Probably not, because it's silent inside my car. I turn off the engine. I turn off the radio. And the first thing I do is I just sit. And sometimes I will pray. And sometimes I'll just let my mind wander. I haven't quite figured out yet how to master meditation. And maybe I just need to redefine meditation, because I do like to daydream. I do like to run by myself and let my mind wander. And I have learned through the study of neuroscience that the brain operates and it goes into areas of stimulation that's very similar when you're daydreaming to that of someone who's just emptying their mind and meditating. So I'll spend a couple of minutes just sitting there. And that's not easy to do because I'm not talking about looking at my phone or any stimulation. I'll just kind of sit quietly and look off into the sky or off into the distance. And I try to do it long enough that my brain just kind of goes where it goes. And then after I've done that for a few minutes, or I've said a prayer, it kind of depends on the day, then I will look at my calendar. And I look at what I have scheduled that day. And the truth is, I usually only have like one or two things specifically scheduled, if that. Today, I have a doctor's appointment and everything else is just, it's up to me, which is fun. That's kind of cool. So I first look at my calendar. I'm like, okay, cool. So I have to plan kind of everything reverse engineered around this doctor's appointment. And then, of course, the kids coming home from school. So I have to fit everything else that I want to do in that little block, that window of time, and I reverse engineer from there. So I start with what I call my master brain dump. And that is anything that's like pops into my head, like, oh, I can't forget to tell so-and-so this, and I have to return that email, and don't forget to record that little voice note, and I want to review this. And I list it all out, and I wanted to return that blouse, and I wanted to make a phone call to such and such, and I wanted to listen to this podcast, and I wanted to record that. And I make a giant list first, so that my brain can relax, because you feel overwhelmed most of the time because you're trying not to forget things. You're trying to keep track of everything that pops into your mind that you didn't take the time to get it out of your mind and onto paper. So I often do this on paper first, and then I take a picture of it with my phone, and then I will transfer it to my to-do list. So the brain dump is really key. I do mine every morning. Some people need to do theirs at night. Even if you do yours at night, I still think you should continue with this ritual of deciding what your objective is for the day. So the brain dump can be done before you go to sleep to empty your brain, especially if you have a difficult time falling asleep, because every time you start to fall asleep, you're like, oh, I can't forget that tomorrow I want to do blah, blah, blah. Oh man, and that made me think of such and such. And then next thing you know, it's 20 minutes later and you are wide awake, and now you're thinking about the fact that you're not going to get enough sleep. You, my friend, need to sit up, grab a pen and a piece of paper, and do a brain dump. I can do mine every morning. So when I start to have those thoughts, I always say to myself, don't worry, you'll take care of this tomorrow morning. And I do, because it's a ritual, it's a habit. It's very habitual. I come home from the gym, I sit in my car, and I sit in my car for up to 20, maximum 30 minutes. Usually, though, it's like 10 or 15 minutes. And after I've done my brain dump, then I look at all those things and I ask myself, what must get done today? Or like, there's going to be a price to pay. So, for example, I want to record a podcast, but if I don't, there's not a serious price to pay. Might I lose listeners? Sure. Might I find myself lower on the charts? Yeah. But that's not as big of a deal as, say, other things that I put on my list of things I need to do today. So I look at all of them. I'm like, okay, which one of these, like, I really need to do, or it's going to be a major problem. And to be honest, today, I really don't have any. I don't have anything that like has to be done or there's going to be a price to pay. So what I can do then is look at the remaining items and go, which of these best supports my push goal? Now, my push goal this year is to help people become more confident, to help 10,000 people truly believe that I have helped them to erase self-doubt. My push goal this year is to help people believe in themselves. It has nothing to do with fitness, has nothing to do with business. It's just to know that you are enough and to go for it. That's my push goal. So then I look at all the other things I have on my list. I'm like, okay, which two of these will help me do that? Right. And so looking again at my list today, it's like emails and phone calls and, you know, lots of like little planning things and little loose ends that I want to take care of. But the one I realize, well, right now looking at this list is to record a podcast because I may have, you know, 30, 40, 60,000 people listen to it over the course of several weeks, right? And so that's pretty powerful to reach that many people and to let them know that I do a free webinar and they can jump on that webinar and they can get some specific tips on how to eliminate self-doubt, right? And maybe they'll get on that webinar and they'll find out about the Courageous Confidence Club, or maybe it'll just be what they needed to hear to go for it, to go, yeah, I'm a little scared to try this thing, but I'm going to go for it. And so when I look at my list of things I need to do today, the two I'm going to pick are two things that I think are going to help me reach my push goal. So that's what I suggest you do every day. Start your day by making your bed, moving. I just need 10 minutes of movement. I try to do an hour every day because that's my workout time. But I want you to spend just 10 minutes moving. If that's not the ideal time for you to work out, then just give me 10 minutes of movement. And the third tip was to plan your objectives. I just need you to do two things today that move you closer to your push goal. That means I'm asking you every morning to plan your day. Don't let your day hold you hostage where you get to the end of the evening and you realize I've been busy all day, crazy, like a mad woman, and I'm really not sure I did anything that has to do with my objectives. And a lot of times, maybe you did, but you didn't even establish your objectives. My objective for today, me personally, Shalene, my objective is to do something that helps people with confidence. It is to connect with my kids. It is to stay calm. It is to continually look at what I'm saying yes to, learning to say no and minimizing. I want to continue to make my life more simple. And so I start my day with a plan. When you don't have a plan, your life feels out of control. It feels like you are in a Jeep with no doors, no roof, no seatbelt, and somebody else is driving out of control erratically, and you are just holding on for dear life. You may very well make it back to the driveway, but you're going to feel stressed out. Your heart's going to be racing. You'll feel nervous and anxious, and you'll be thankful that you made it through the day, but you're going to feel exhausted. By sitting down every day and just spend 10 minutes planning what it is you want to do for today and how does that fit in with your big picture, it'll bring a sense of calm. Morning habits. Teach your children these morning habits. Teach your team these morning habits. We do ourselves a service by helping others to feel what it's like to take back our control. I think so much of this has to do with our digital age. So much of that feeling of not being in control of our attention because everyone's demanding it, and not even being in control of our day and what it is we want to do because there's so much we're supposed to do and so many people that expect to hear from us and so quickly and to stay updated and to stay current and to look at social media and then stay up with your business and your job and your kids and your family and your friends. But we have to remember, ultimately, we have control. We don't have to do any of that. But we do have to do certain things. So rather than allowing someone else to dictate your agenda, create your own each day. All right, I'm going to go inside and have a big cup of coffee, give my kids a hug, and make some lunches for the day. I love you guys. Let me know how your morning routine goes. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to know which of these things you're already doing and how it helps you to feel more centered. And if you're still listening, it must mean that you are a pretty serious lifer. So if in fact you do find The Chalene Show a valuable asset, can I ask a favor? It helps all of us. It helps the show rank. It helps people find out about it. And it allows me to continue to say thanks, but no thanks to the people who keep approaching us about doing ads on the show. By going to iTunes and writing a review, you can do it directly from your podcast app. All you have to do is search for The Chalene Show. When it pops up, click the second little tab that says reviews. And there you can write a review for the show, and it really does help. So, all right, I'm incredibly grateful for this relationship that we have, for the opportunity to spend some time with you. And in advance, I'd like to thank you for writing your review. You are thebomb.com. This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/confidence tips.